This is the large closet. It's for Boeing 777 aeroplanes, but it has a 16G attendant seat on the rear side.
It has a what?
An attendant seat that has to meet dynamic crash tests. And the inside, it has got some stowage compartments.
And this is near the business class at the end?
This is at the back of economy class.
Right, so yes. You can stow stuff in the back of economy class. I didn't even realise you were allowed to take your clothes off in economy class, but you can. This factory alongside Bournemouth Airport, AIM Aviation constructs the paraphernalia that airlines need to turn flights into what they would probably call passenger experiences. 1,000 people work for the group. John Heath is AIM Aviation's engineering director. And as he knows well, there have been significant advances in recent years in the materials used to build cabin interiors.
I was one of the two British engineers who offered the very first of these lightweight sandwich constructions to the Boeing company, and that was in 1983.
And that was a new material. You had to demonstrate it and argue for it. But what, they liked the weight argument straight away or what? How did you sell it?
Weight and lack of corrosion. In the previous days, materials were largely based on metals, largely aluminiums, and all aeroplanes unfortunately have humidity in them, and corrosion of aluminium materials is an issue. So the selling points for these fibre-reinforced composites was low weight and low corrosion.
Lightness is very much a key to the way you think about an interior now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every single investment opportunity that the airline makes, in which is to invest money in the cabin, they have to balance the wow factor against the weight of what they're inventing.
And they're doing that all the time?
Continuously, yes.
John Heath shows me some of the highly customised galleys, cupboards and bars that you don't think much about when you board a plane, but he does.
This is it's known as a bar unit. This houses four meal trolleys and a decorative surface on the top, and it sits in the doorway, the entrance doorway, that all passengers see. This is actually a bit of unique customization from Middle Eastern airline, who's decided that instead of having all passengers walk through the tradesman's entrance, they're going to make it look more like entering into a lounge of a hotel.
It is extraordinary that you do enter the plane through the kitchen, and it looks like a kitchen. I mean, some of the stuff is already warming up in those aluminium ovens. Very off-putting for economy class people, isn't it?
It is, and some of the airlines have appreciated that, and the world is slowly changing.
Where's the drumbeat for all this coming from? Who calls the tune? The airlines want new and different all the time. Where do they get their ideas from? Aircraft seats, for example.
The most recent major change maker in aircraft seats was that British Airways introduced originally first class seats that went flat, that made a complete flat bed. And then shortly after that, they introduced lie flat business class seats. And again, both of those inventions were by British designers contracted by the airline, who were asked to look at making the aeroplane different. So it started with a design company who came up with the idea, and then we as engineers worked to make that engineers practicable and certifiable, installed in the aeroplanes, and the airlines watched the market very closely, and they found that the number of their passengers found this extremely attractive, and therefore other airlines had to follow suit.
John Heath at AIM Aviation.